This is KNKX. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson made news this week in more ways than one. He was honored as the NFL's Man of the Year for his charitable work, but in interviews after the award, he expressed serious concerns about the Seahawks offense. What does that say about his future with the team? Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, it can't be Wilson's contract. He's the third highest paid player in the NFL. So what does he want?
Russ wants to throw the ball more often, earlier in the possession. He also wants to play a more up-tempo pace because he's very good at it. And he also wants better pass protection. And I get that because he's one of the most sacked quarterbacks in NFL history. Russell has said some of these things politely and carefully before, but this is the first time he's been so public and explicit.
So let's talk about what's prompting him to go so public now.
Well, I think the Seahawks' loss to the Rams in the first round of the playoffs on January 9th really exposed a lot of vulnerabilities about the Seahawks that were surprising to a lot of people. And generally, looking at the season overall, I think the 5-0 start that they had was actually kind of a false positive. They were playing against weaker opposition. Nevertheless, the Seahawks did get to 12-4. They won the NFL's toughest division, the NFC West, and they got a home playoff game, but they got dominated by the Rams. Frankly, Pete Carroll was outcoached, and Russell had the worst playoff game of his career. And the immediate response was to fire the Seahawks offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheimer, and replace him with two coaches off the Rams staff. So that was a real turning point.
So what do you think is going to happen, Art?
Well, it's really hard to say right now because we're just at the beginning of this. This all blew up during the week. Even if they trade him away, they have to assume debt according to NFL rules under the player salary cap. And that debt would be $39 million, which really would make it a very difficult thing for the Seahawks to hire other free agent players. The problem this year is compounded by the cap being reduced by $20 million per team from the pandemic. So it's really going to be complicated to trade Russell, but they might have to because he's only 32. That's still prime time for an NFL quarterback. And they could get a lot of treasure in exchange, including the cap relief of his contract. And I should say that there's also time here for a reconciliation. Russell wouldn't go public unless there were problems, and I think some of his arguments are legitimate. But he also has to take responsibility for the mistakes that he's made. And there's another thing that looms over this conversation from what happened Sunday in the Super Bowl, because Tampa Bay beat favored Kansas City by deploying a game plan that's straight out of the Pete Carroll playbook. A great defense, solid running game, and a shorter and more intermediate passing game that allows for fewer mistakes like turnovers. Pete Carroll didn't invent it, but he likes it, and that's what he's going to want Russell Wilson to do. And boy, winning a Super Bowl is great evidence that Pete isn't crazy.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.